What I saw was one of the most horrendous sights I've ever seen in 28 years in law enforcement.
40 dead cats were found in the house. Cats and feces. I believe there's crime tape around the house now. That she's been living in her horse trailer in front of the barn because the house is not livable.
It has to stop. And what she was doing for personal gain was money. And she just bought another horse off of Facebook? You cannot tell me somebody in the horse world did not know this was
she
going on.
Farriers.
Everything.
Hey, people.
We're angry, we're upset, we're shocked. Cannot believe it got to this stage. I know that it was one of these things that if unless you went into the property, you didn't realize how bad it was.
Maya Prue founded Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue, which is located in Afton. She's been on the scene as a volunteer on Monday and Tuesday. 7 horses were found dead and 5 have since had to be put down.
Those horses, the ones that died on the property, they suffered. They did not go easy.
She says cats were seen nearly everywhere she turned, and that more than 3 dozen were found dead inside the owner's home. In her opinion, that woman is a hoarder, someone who can't stop collecting things, in this case, animals. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA. One question is whether or not Peaceable Farm is an animal rescue. Jean Thornton is a horse breeder and trainer who also competes. 3 years ago, she put one horse up for sale in hopes of finding someone who would like to show or compete at lower levels for no more than 10 hours per week, as the horse was 23 years old. She got a call from Peaceable Farm owner Ann Goland, who was excited to learn dressage with a horse that had earned medals in the equestrian sport.
I had no idea she was a nonprofit. I don't even know if she was a nonprofit at that time. I mean, she bought my horse 3 years ago. I don't know how long this nonprofit's been going on, but she did not mention to me anything about being an animal rescue.
But Peaceable Farm has been classified as a 501c3 since 2011, first in Maryland, then in Virginia. Thornton learned of horses being taken away from Peaceable Farm by way of Facebook on Tuesday and immediately boarded a plane from Florida to see if she could save the horse she sold, only to learn that Aloha had died just a few weeks before. Questions include whether Goland purchased Aloha with her own money or she dipped into the till and used money from the millions donated to her nonprofit. At least some questions should be answered at 2 o'clock this afternoon when Orange County Sheriff Mark Amos and Commonwealth Attorney Diana Wheeler hold a joint news conference. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA. Jean Thornton is a Central Florida breeder and trainer who's also won awards in many equestrian sports, including dressage, something many call horse ballet. When it was time for her Grand Prix Lipizzan dressage stallion to stop high-level competition, she started to use him to train children. Lucky to get a customer every 2 weeks, she decided to sell Aloha. That's when she got a call from Ann Golan, owner of Peaceable Farm, which is listed as a nonprofit rescue mission to save animals from slaughter. Instead, Golan said she was excited to learn dressage while atop a fine, fine horse.
I was not sending my horse to be rescued or to be retired. I thought she was a middle-aged lady who was a low-level dressage rider who wanted to learn to ride dressage. That's what she told me.
But last Monday, horses started to be taken away. On Tuesday, someone sent word to Thornton by way of Facebook.
I opened up my messenger Tuesday night. I got the message at 10 o'clock. I was on a plane on Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock on my way to Virginia.
She actually spoke to Golan, who told Thornton that Aloha was staying at another nearby farm. Before leaving, though, she received a picture of Aloha that had been taken in August by an employee of Gentle Giants Rescue, to whom Golan willingly gave up 10 horses before the group returned last week to take away even more. Aloha, however, was already dead. Thornton is now getting ready to sort through what she's learned and contact an attorney. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA. What the farm is supposed to be and what it's become take irony to a whole new level. In 2013, the 501c3 took in $1.1 million in donations. That, according to FindTheCompany.com, which classifies that figure as more than normal. The operation also spent $1.2 million in unclassified expenses, which Find the Company calls atypical, with the expenses of other such organizations usually personnel costs. At GuideStar.org, you'll find Peaceable Farm's mission, quote, to save as many horses and other animals as we can from unnecessary and cruel slaughter. The mission statement goes on to say that such horses have health problems and are underfed, so they rehabilitate them with medical care, food, shelter, and love. and then seek to find good homes for them. When they can't do that, they say they keep the animals in comfort and security so they can live out their days in peace and dignity. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA. Willow Hill Equestrian is just a stone's throw away from Ann Golan's farm. Owner Tommy Doyle was there to help rescue the 71 horses she was willing to give up. When test results showed that 10 of the animals first thought to be healthy had to be removed, he got a call.
We were asked to take care of those horses till the hearing. We have no control over those horses. All we are doing is providing those horses with care, which we are not getting paid for. We're doing that because we want to do it.
But Doyle and his wife Susan aren't the only ones willing to bear a financial burden.
I'm happy to say that we have reached out to the owners, the previous owners of all those horses, and they all are waiting to get them back.
And pick up the tab. Doyle's greatest hope is to see Golan never allowed to own another animal again. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA. Tommy Doyle, whose Willow Hill Equestrian is just a few miles from Peaceable Farm, is who the county called when the vet said 10 more horses had to go. He's been taking care of them ever since, no cost, because it's what he wants to do. The horses are bouncing back, but they still have a ways to go.
Some of them may have to stay with us for a little while, but the owners have all said, all of them, they want to pick up the tab for all these horses. They do not want the taxpayers of Orange County to have to pay anything.
Which he sure will help nip in the bud any thought of ever putting the animals up for auction. If Doyle had his way, Ann Golan would never be able to own an animal again.
Not just in the state of Virginia, but in the whole country. But without us changing the laws, there's no way we can make that happen. So the laws have to be changed to protect the animals. That is what will make us happy.
Him and the more than 13,000 who've signed a petition asking State Senator Bryce Reeves to intervene. Some 1,800 more have signed a petition asking the judge to hand a bill over to the board of directors to the tune of $500,000 for each of the rescue groups that came forward. Those directors have been summoned to the hearing. It's expected it will be their attorneys who are actually standing before the judge. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
The judge wanted to know what kind of danger she was to herself or other people. Well, I don't think it's about herself or other people personally. I don't care how much danger she is to herself. But it's to the animals that she still has, I guess, some kind of control of. That's what I don't like.
She used to have no contact with any animals, which we're happy about. I think we're a little frustrated that the first judge found her to be a danger to animals, and this judge didn't even consider that.
WINA News has spoken with one woman who sold two of her breeding mares and then learned what had happened. She is here to take them back to her Fauquier County farm. There's one woman here all the way from Florida. Jean Thornton's horse has been seen by many online. It's a beautiful white show horse. It won accolades and prizes and ribbons. She thought that her horse would be enjoying its golden years at this farm. Then she heard the story, tried to get her horse back, and then learned that it was dead. She has come all the way from Florida to see that the other horses will finally get a good home.
The question was whether the animals were in such a condition as to constitute a direct and immediate threat to their life, safety, or health, to quote the letter of the law. Judge Edward Carpenter heard from two veterinarians who put it another way. Without immediate care, they won't last a week. They used what's called the Henneke scale. 9 is obese, 5 is ideal, and 1 is emaciated. 2 of the horses came in at 0.5. Adam and her foal came in at 3, with a rest somewhere in between. 5 of the 10 had heart murmurs, most likely from their bodies having to turn to lean body mass for calories. All of the seized horses had one skin disease or another. Other problems? Low blood protein, low electrolytes, poor dental and hoof health, diarrhea, and pneumonia. Or, as Judge Edward Carpenter described them, for all intents and purposes, at death's door. With their seizure ruled legal, the next question is where they go next, which will be addressed at a second hearing next Wednesday, at which time a date will be set for Golan's criminal trial, most likely in February. As for the seizure, Golan's attorney says he most likely will appeal. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA. There were more than 24 people in the courtroom ready to see the horse's seizure upheld, but for some it was personal. When Fauquier County horse breeder Kathy Hall decided to retire, Ann Golan is the one who purchased her mares to breed horses of her own. Then Peaceable Farm made the headlines. Hall picked up the phone and was thankful to learn soon that Longstocking and a Dancer were among the seized horses. Like all of the other former owners who've been located, she's ready to take her horses back home. She's confident the judge will grant her wish at next Wednesday's hearing, but hopes it won't take too long for all of the horses to get a clean bill of health.
Not 6 months to a year, but maybe a month. It would be nice to have a Christmas present to get them back.
Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA. After Judge Edward Carpenter looked at the pictures and heard two different veterinarians' reports of starvation and other serious ailments, he ruled Ann Golan's care inadequate and the animal's seizure lawful. If a starving horse is put back to a normal feeding schedule, it could die. Tommy Doyle is the man overseeing the seized horses' care to avoid what's called refeeding syndrome.
There was somebody looking at these horses every hour of every day for the first week or so. Then we were able to give them a little bit more and go to every 2 hours and every 3 hours and every so. It was very time consuming.
And time is money.
Well, right now I'm thinking it's something between $3,500 and $5,000. Just for these 10 horses.
Commonwealth Attorney Diana O'Connell, who will present a final figure at next week's hearing, at which time the judge will rule on where the horses should go next and when, as well as pick a day for Golan's criminal trial. Her attorney says that yesterday's ruling on the seizure will most likely be appealed. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
Right now, it's in the hands of the judge when Ann Golan will have to pay for the care of the horses that are in the care of someone else in the charge of the county. The total of that amount, $10,000. As far as where the horses can stay for now, some will stay in the care of Tommy Doyle, who's been keeping them since they were seized. Also up to the judge is when a ruling will be made on whether they will be sold and the other options for the county. 5 to 6 of the horses will go to former owners who do not have legal possession, but will have these horses in their care until there is a ruling, and they all hope that they will be able to have them permanently. Reporting from Orange County General District Court, Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, 98.9 FM, WINA.
The changes follow claims from some citizens that Orange deputies did not react adequately after receiving complaints of abused horses at Peaceable Farm in Somerset. Sheriff Mark Amos says all calls concerning animal cruelty are now being directed through the communication center so that animal control supervisors can be aware of the number and types of calls received. Amos says any complaints about animal control officer performance will be directed to their supervisors. He says all complaints of cruelty that the animal control officers receive must be reported to their immediate supervisor for tracking purposes. In addition, Amos says some deputies will be cross-trained to be certified in animal control. Rob Graham, News Radio 1070 and 98.9 FM WINA.